Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode 136. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Brother Nate, Brother Nate, how are you?
Doing great.
I can't hear right.
Now what?
I don't know.
What's going on over there?
No strokes, I promise. But
Wait, there goes my...
Yeah, my ear was going weird. I think it's back now.
Okay.
I think we're good. All
right,
think
good?
Stereo sound. No, I was looking over to make sure that there's nothing that I'm missing on my script. I do not want to make a mistake.
Maybe it's somewhere else.
Did you already do a
once over?
I'm trying. Proofread.
You're like, are you messing with me?
That has not come out yet either. That comes out.
Just look at the
Saturday. I think is when that funny blooper comes
out.
Just you wait.
I can't remember what it's about since it's been a minute.
I may or may not have had a medical emergency while we're trying to read the script.
That's all right.
Script.
So we went without recording for a week, but our creepies did not go a week without listening to a recording.
I don't know.
No, we planned for it.
Mr. Nate went to where? Destin, Florida?
Miramar, but yeah, Destin.
Miramar.
Yeah.
And
Sean and I did not.
Sean and I, we were just home. Yeah.
We didn't see each other, though.
You just said yourself in third person?
I did. Sweet. It's like Bob Dole. Bob Dole used to do that.
I like it.
Bob Dole doesn't like that.
We have a superintendent at work that does that.
Yeah.
He's like... Josh doesn't agree with that. I was like, who's Josh? He's like, I'm Josh.
Well, then speak like
Are
a normal
sure?
person. Ricky Henderson of the retired A's.
I love Ricky Henderson.
Oh, yeah. He loved him some Ricky, too. I love Ricky Henderson.
Bo knows baseball.
Yes, that's right. He'd say, Ricky, he played really good tonight.
Aren't you talking about yourself?
Yeah, that's right. But Ricky can do anything. So you had a good vacation, Nate?
Yeah.
Good.
It was good. Sat on the beach.
Warm weather, I imagine. Probably not.
Let's just see.
Yeah.
It was a little chilly a couple days. A little rainy another day.
Because that's way up north, right? That's northern.
Yeah, it's up in the northern Gulf area.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, good. So we're back. What did we do 2 weeks ago or a week and a half, whatever? What was it? Something spectacular.
We had some big gathering of some sort.
Some big gathering. Was the Keeping It Creepy 2023 live show. Was that not awesome?
That was awesome.
We actually did it after 15 months of planning and preparing. It
came together.
It did. I could not, literally, I was like, this is really going to happen.
it happened.
It did. We had
a good time.
Yeah. Had hot dogs, nachos. Mm-hmm. People showed up.
I had a nacho dog.
Nacho dog?
Nacho dog. It was his dog, though.
Mr. Micah, again, you know, he couldn't make it, but
we're going to say that forever.
I know, poor Micah.
Micah.
But our good friend Betsy Kulikowski stepped right in.
She did.
Did she not do an awesome job?
She was great.
Miss Erin Egnatz was fabulous, and she even brought some props. She was really doing it right.
And her dog.
She did, and she wasn't a prop. But
she was not a prop.
But yeah, we did okay. People told us we did all right.
I think we did awesome.
But it was
amazing.
Fun. It was great.
We did
and
crash and burn.
And our podfather. Jerry
did.
Polly was
the
MC. He did. I mean,
that was awesome.
I mean, he was great. He's a pro. So
Tracy was there in spirit.
I know. I missed Tracy. My mom goes. I told her she wasn't going to be there, and then she forgot, and then I had to tell her again. I said, I think she only went for Tracy. To be honest with you, she goes. She told Jerry. She goes. I just love her pink hair, and he goes. Well, it's
purple
red
now.
Purple. Yeah, and then purple, he goes. Now it's bright red. She's like, oh, I can't keep up. It was funny. So anyway, it was fun. It was a great night.
I have to be honest with you. I got home because we left for Florida right after that.
Yeah, yeah.
So me and Rachel were talking and that kind of stuff. And I was like, did we do okay tonight? She's like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't know. While I was up there, I felt like we just didn't have it. And she's like, No, you guys are fine.
Yeah, I thought we did.
Okay. It was just me.
It was just Dave.
Well, no, I mean, because people came up.
Well, it was a long day for me. Yeah. I mean, I was up at 3 and
it's probably
worked
just
all day. Or yeah. No.
I thought you had
No, I didn't have to work all day. But, yeah, it's sad.
No,
I'm sorry.
Right. No, I thought we did good.
All my days blend together.
Trust me, not cynic, but the
critic.
Critic. Gosh,
critic of the show. Yeah. That's
I would definitely had said, nah, but no, my wife said we did great. And I said, are we real? Are you not just saying it because?
Yeah, I asked the same thing. I had a little bit of doubt in my mind.
Yeah, we did good.
Mm-mm.
No. Jerry said we did good. Sure. And
I'll take the compliments.
Jenna went right home and said,
feedback. And
Jenna went right home and started listening to all of our episodes, starting with episode 1.
People, I'm telling you right now, though. I may be fabricating that slightly.
Episode
1. in your dreams, right?
Because in my dreams, you love me.
Sometimes,
it's like when you wake up and your better half is mad at you and... Like, why are you mad at me? We just got up. He's like, you did something horrible in my dream. It's like, oh my gosh.
Well, let me do something horrible now and then at least make it worth it.
Jenna came back from vacation, you know, and I would like to think we both missed each other, but like the first thing I got or question was, did you want to be with somebody else? Like, is that the question you got for me after coming back from vacation? No, I don't want to be with somebody else. I did go out with Harrison. I went out to dinner that last night to kind of enjoy our peace and quiet for the last minute. And I told her we went to Stone Creek, which is kind of expensive, I guess, for just a father.
We love Stone Creek.
Oh, I love it. It is good. That's why I told Harrison. I don't.
I'm not saying I'm rich, but I don't really notice the prices.
Well,
at all.
No, I mean it's expensive to just go out to eat. Honestly,
I bet it's cheaper than what we spent down in Florida.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Oh man, we spend a lot of money.
Harrison and I kind of got.
We eat good when our dinners were 200 plus every
night. Yeah, we didn't do that, but that's what Harrison. He goes, Dad, was that a lot of money? And I showed him. I said, here's like inside tipping and all this stuff. And all the ins and outs of that. But I told him, I said, yeah, I said, it's not cheap, but I said, it's something that, I don't get to just spoil you every once in a while. Mm-hmm. We both wanted a good steak, so it's like, let's go get us a good steak.
Well,
and we did. So
that.
It was fun, yeah. But I told him, I said, I feel like we're on a date because we kind of like dressed up and looking good, looking around. I said, he goes, yeah, it was a little awkward because I don't go out. It's not like we go out and hang out. But then we went down to IU too the day before. We went down to see the campus and we went on the stadium and we went to Assembly Hall. Mm-hmm. And Assembly Hall, they were practicing. And Harrison's like, Dad, I think they're practicing there. I'm like,
We can poke
our heads in. It's not a big deal. And it did say closed practice, but the door was open. And so we looked in, and they're all just kind of staring at us. And Harrison goes, Dad, they're huge. And I go, yeah, I know. And so one of the little pudgy guys, I have no idea which one he was, he came over and he goes,
manager.
Exactly. Not one of the players, but he was dressed for practice. And he goes, this is a closed practice, sir. And I go, no problem. We'll be out. I was like, just showing my son around. I was like, and he goes, I can't believe we did that, Dad. I was like,
oh yeah,
why not? What are they gonna do? Like, they're not gonna call the police,
Did you see the bell tower?
I still
built that.
Did you? Oh yeah, you were telling me about that. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So
a long time ago.
I did contribute to that campus. So I, by God, I can go around and do whatever I want. That's many years ago, but
yeah, it's it is a nice campus. It's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
We go to football games. I bet I've been 100. IU football games, and we go walking around and all that, and we walked in Assembly Hall countless times.
Oh,
we
yeah.
practiced, and, yeah.
And he's been in there before, but he's like, and the same thing with the stadium, not when it's like dead, it's just fun to be in there. And I told him, I said, yeah, this is kind of cool. I said, it really, some of it's changed, some of it hasn't. I mean, it looks like it did back in the 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. And but we thought about going to the football game, but they were up in Michigan and they got slaughtered. And so we went to Big Woods just to sit there and eat. And we're watching the game, and I'm like, I'm so glad we didn't. Number one, it was raining up there. It was raining a little bit in Bloomington too, but we were just sitting there watching the game. I'm like, what a terrible game that would have been to be at. Like,
yeah, it was. Gosh, yeah, I was in middle school, I think. We went down to IU, my dad and I, to shop. My dad would just wanted to walk around, and he wanted to go to, like, the bookstore and stuff like that. So we got in on the football field, and I ran as a 7th, 8th grader, ran the length
of
the
field. It was just fun,
yeah. Yeah, I was like, nobody cared. And when I was married before, we would go to Lexington every year before my basketball season, and we got into Memorial Coliseum, and I was on the court because that's where the guys used to play. Mm-hmm. Then they built Rupp Arena, but the girls still play there. And then that's where the volleyball team plays, mm-hmm. I think. And they had all the goals down. And so I'm like, Jennifer, watch. So, yeah, we walked in. I'm like, oh, my gosh, nobody's doing anything. And at that time, I could still jump up, touch the rim. Mm-hmm. So I jumped up, hung on the rim, and I'm like, okay, I'm pushing it. You right. know what I mean? And I'm like, where's a ball? I couldn't find a basketball, though.
Well, that's what I told Harrison. He goes,
give me a ball, I'm shooting.
We should have had a football with us, and I said I didn't. Honestly, just didn't even think about it, but that would have been fun to play catch, just out there.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Well, good. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, but no, Nate. To answer your question, we did a good job.
Good.
I think we did a good job.
Glad we did.
He's been worried all these weeks.
No, we did, and
just being honest.
No,
yeah.
It felt different than what actually happened.
Mm. Well, yeah. I felt like I brought it, and I felt like Todd brought it.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, it was Nate. No,
not at all. No, I thought we all did a good job, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They even laughed at my dad joke. Other than that, I don't really care.
There was a lot of compliments on the music, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And all I did was put on Van Halen radio and hit play.
Oh, yeah. I showed I showed a few people at work our intro, and I was like, check this out, and then... But they want to talk. And I'm like, just listen. Like they want to. Mm-hmm. They want to commentate on it instead of like just listen to the mm-hmm. Inner Sandman and all mm-hmm. that. But I thought it went great. I thought it pulled. Yeah. And then the only thing was disappointing. And I don't know who's going to hear this. And it's not like we're mad at them, but we had a lot of no shows, mm-hmm. Which is fine. But life happens. But we still had a decent showing for a bunch of no shows because it would have been packed.
We wrote those names up on the board though.
That's right.
Yep.
But
a little frowny face.
No, and it's not because like they didn't come to our show. It's like you just want to see the people.
Yeah,
you want to see them or meet them. Yeah.
Fair amount of people seem to have COVID. A fair amount of people just have things come up in life, and that's understandable.
I know it. Yeah. No, that was the only.
We stood up there like the Grinch, read their name.
Exactly. I hate you.
And who we have next, Nate?
Loathe. Yeah.
No, it was a great, great night, and I was so tired. I was tired.
We drove to Florida right after that.
Oh, man. Well, I didn't.
Well, I didn't. Rachel did. I fell asleep.
It's a long day. I'll tell you what.
I was tired.
There's a long. There's a lot that goes into it mm-hmm. when you're planning something like that. But guess what? We're planning next year's already.
So. That's right. Yep. Yeah, I said, I'm going to give myself a little bit of time before I start planning.
I said, I'm going to give myself a week. I told you. Day. I told Amy.
You gave yourself, 24 hours? Maybe.
20.
20, yeah.
I was already looking.
You're like,
what's wrong with me? I was already contacted.
You're excited.
I am. So anyway, it was great. So I have my dad joke of the show.
Uh-oh.
If you're ready for that, Nate.
Never. I mean, always.
Oh, I know Sean is. I can tell. a little more pep. Nate. Well, let me just tell
step.
You the joke, and you'll.
Yeah.
Is it something we can
pep me up?
So, do you know what you call a family of jack-o'-lanterns? A family of jack-o'-lanterns.
A family of jack-o'-lanterns.
I'll give you a little bit here.
Pump something. No.
Oh man.
Family of jack-o'-lanterns.
Creepies. What do you think out there? I can tell you.
I'm obviously not going to get it.
They're a pumpkin.
A pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Oh. See, I was thinking pump.
Yeah, kin. Yeah, they're kin.
See?
Yeah.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Didn't. Hey.
I'll be that was not that hard. I always make it harder than
you started to say it, and then I was like.
I said pump, and then
I know.
Like,
I was like, you up. Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. That's all
I was playing off gourd.
Yeah. No. Pumpkin.
Nothing was working.
Not Gordkin.
That's about the closest I've ever come.
So I was pretty proud of that. Pumpkin.
That's good. I like
your family of jack-o'-lanterns. And that is the dad joke of the show. Now let's move on to Mr. Sean. What do you have for us, sir?
Please. I have the first part of the announcements. We say this all the time, and we will continue to say it. We come here for the guide time. We come here for the creepy, the unusual, unexplained, the paranormal. Even, but the most important thing that we can do is to promote and to build a community of mental health. So please call or text 988 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you may be experiencing. You can also text HOME to 741-741 for professional help. If you or someone you know is experiencing bullying, contact stopbullying.gov for help. Reach out to our Facebook group, Instagram account, email, or message us for added support. That is what our Mako family is all about.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Mako family. And it is a family. Mm-hmm. And I like when people post on our Facebook or they tell us that it's a family and they appreciate it.
That's right.
I mean, it's a Facebook group, but it's a family. So I like that part.
Is it borderline cult? Is that what you're saying?
Cult.
Where's the Kool-Aid?
Watch out.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Oh, hey. Man, that guy's crazy. Thank you, Sean, for that. Yes, mm-hmm. We want our creepies to be healthy and take care of themselves.
Yes, sir.
Let's get to the shout-outs. Sean?
Yes.
Do you have any shout-outs this week?
I'm going to say no.
But that's like two or three in a row.
Ooh,
there we go.
Back. What
there
happened? Did I hit something in?
No,
sorry.
I don't think so.
There's like an explosion in my ear.
So as we're recording, guys, ears are cracking because of the...
The whole board went dead for whatever reason.
Oh, so they may not even get that. Probably a good thing, right?
Huh?
They didn't.
No, they're going to hear the crackling.
Oh, cracking, boom, bang. Crackle, boom, bang. Should we edit that?
Nah.
No, it's what they get. Sorry, creepies.
You get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
That's right. So no shout out.
Whoa.
Oh, you know what?
That's what it is. It's the shout outs. Stop saying shout out. Just kidding.
Okay. Because it did it when I put my hand. Okay. Let me just keep talking. No shouts for Sean. No shouts for you.
Nope.
Nate, do you have any shout outs, brother?
I'm really, really trying to think.
You put a lot of thought into
You're
this.
You're getting a little more effort than Sean, though, at least.
That's right. I just said no.
Can't believe it.
You did.
I don't know. Shout out to all the fantastic restaurants that I enjoyed down in Destin.
And tipped.
We do.
The restaurant at our condo. That was fabulous. I can't
remember
our name.
Bushwhacker dinner?
A few of them. They weren't as good as
the one in Fort Morgan.
Yeah. They're not as good. Mm. But, yeah, I had a couple.
It's hard to find that one. That one was darn good.
Yeah,
it was
good.
Syrupy.
Yeah, just shout out down there, Florida. They know how to take care of you.
Florida.
Yeah, that is pretty much the main reason we go on vacation. To get away, obviously, but, man, we eat good.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice to get different restaurants. And
The only thing I have to suggest is if you are at a seafood place like that on the coast that gets fresh seafood every day, and they have Baradai crab legs, do it.
Hmm.
Don't look at the cost. Just do it.
What's the difference? Do they have a different taste?
They're a little bit sweeter than regular snow crab, and they are probably twice the size.
Oh.
Hmm. I've never had crab.
More bang for your buck? Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's hard work.
And they're,
that's why.
Not really, if you know what you're doing.
No, I don't. That's fair.
And they're... A little bit smaller than the king crab, but to me, the king crab doesn't have as much flavor as the snow crabs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Baradai is like the king of the snow crabs.
Now, see, I've been called a crab, but I've never had crab.
Crabby.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. If you ever go somewhere and you see it on the menu, get the Baradai.
Baradai.
You'll
you
love
say
it.
Baradai crab.
If you watch Deadliest Catch, they have Baradai season all the time.
Okay.
So,
all right. Okay, I'm going to forget.
Give me some of that. Nate, what was that?
They're delicious.
Bear or something. Right?
You said I'd never be.
Black bear diet. No.
That's right.
Well, like a normal snow crab, in like the main leg section, you could probably get a chunk half inch wide by, I don't know, 5 inches maybe.
Hmm.
In the bear diet, you can get them. They're about an inch thick, maybe 7 inches long, 8 inches long.
Yeah, I've never
had a crab. A little bit bigger.
Say, Nate, what's that thing that you said I'd never be disappointed if I get it?
I've never had lobster either.
No?
Lobster's good too, but I prefer crab.
Never had
I like lobster
one.
Better, honestly. But I like both, but I like lobster.
I've been burnt like a lobster. I've been called a crab, but never had either one. I have a shout out. I have
it's food related.
One kind of ties into the other, and then the other one is separate. So my first shout out is... Shout out to everybody that did come to our live show.
That's fair.
Shout out to Jerry for being awesome and being our MC. Shout out to Dr. Jackson for being a sponsor.
Dr. J.
That's right, Dr. J. Shout out to Scott and Corey Steenburgen, who brought Jason and Michael props and
that's
made
amazing.
Us an awesome wooden plaque-ish
wooden sign. Yeah.
Freaking thing. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Let's see. Shout out to Betsy for filling in for Micah. Shout out to Aaron for doing a great job. Both of those ladies did an awesome job. Shout out to my wife. She did the vending. Or not the vending. The
concessions.
Whatever.
Concessions.
That's right.
Concessions. Shout out to Dane for doing the music. Mm-hmm. He did awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And timed it perfect. Shout out to myself for doing the laser lights.
Our kids did the lights with you. You did the lights.
So yeah, shout out to Jalen and Ella and Harrison.
Yeah,
yes.
The lights, yeah.
That was a big deal. Yeah, they turned the lights out.
That's fair.
Shout out to, and if I'm missing somebody, I'm sorry, but
I got one to branch off of that. Shout out to Micah for staying home and not getting us all sick.
That's shout out to Micah. Thank you,
Micah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I talked to him. I texted him the other day last week, and he said they're all starting to get back to normal. But
good.
It was
good.
Rough. He said it was real rough.
Oh,
yeah. Sick household. So that's not
definitely
when you have
best
kids.
That he stayed home.
Yep. We'll get him here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you to everybody that came. Honestly, that was.
It was great. It was a great night.
Friends, mm-hmm. family, and loved ones.
Yep. And then I want to thank
a couple enemies of yours. Right.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know. I Pete Peterson really let me down wearing that Yankees hat.
And he messaged
me like
you
three or four days ago, and he said he just heard the episode that I say, "Hey, we're gonna have security for him." So you know,
and we didn't
no Yankees fans or whatever I said.
I don't think I even said anything about it.
He goes, "So here I show up with my Yankees hat." He goes, "And I had no idea that you'd said that in a previous episode because
we didn't
it was
even
off
make
on the timing.
Mention of it." I saw him, and I was just like, "I knew it was him because we'd seen him before on you know the social media," and it was like I told him, "I go, I feel like we're family." You know, like this is like meeting the Pete Peterson.
Yeah, I said something. I was like, "Oh no!" I was like, "Not the Yankees." And he just laughed. And, but anyway, that was funny.
I finally got to meet Scott and Corey.
You did. You did. No fisticuffs.
I didn't really care for
him.
Oh, balderdash.
You say you still don't care for him? Is that what you just want to make sure you agree? Yeah.
No, they're.
It's not the way I saw it.
We had good conversations. They're awesome people.
Oh, yeah. They are. So, talented.
Truth comes out.
Yeah. Man, that was a great night. So, anyway, my other shout out is to Dr. DePowell. He did my mom's back surgery.
Yeah.
A week ago today.
Set her
Wednesday.
Straight.
So, yeah. And it's something she can always put behind her. Dr. DePowell did awesome, and it went well. And Wednesday
did
to Wednesday.
Did you say Dr. Kung Pao?
Kung Pao? I don't know what his first name is.
Chicken. I need some Chinese.
So she is now at rehab. She moved to rehab, so after a week. And then shout out to the St. Vincent staff, the OTs, the nurses, the...
Only OTs, huh?
Yeah. She had OT. Oh, you know what? She had one PT.
Yeah.
But she had at least twice, three times a day, she had OT. And
Nice.
I think she had both, but she kept mentioning OTs. And I said, well, you know.
OTs of the world unite.
I'll run some ideas by Sean. See what,
You did, too. You're like, hey, she can work here.
No, I mean to help her. She said, she goes, who? I said, Sean. She goes, no, never mind.
I thought you were talking about me job shifting.
I did mention that.
You did mention it.
They were awesome. The whole, at least that part of the hospital was great.
Mm-hmm.
The check-in, the liaison, the lady that would keep me updated on what's going on, where she's at, all that. So it was a very...
That's cool.
Yeah. When you go and you're 78 years old and you have surgery, back surgery, it can be a little overwhelming.
It's daunting, right?
And for me, because I'm her only kid and my dad's passed, so it's like it's on me and Amy, but she had to work. So it was a lot. So shout out to St. V's and Dr. DePowell.
Cool.
For taking care of my mother.
Well, I'm glad that Carol's doing okay.
Now she's at Cumberland Trace, which is just 2 minutes down from our house, and so we're going to see her. Mm-hmm. And, hopefully they take care of her, and if not, I'm going to have to beat them up, to be honest with you. That's all my shout-outs.
I got one.
Oh, go ahead, and then I've got a special announcement.
It jogged my memory.
What's that?
We were in Florida last week, and Rachel's grandpa had a tumble here at the house.
Oh,
so I want to give a shout out to Sean and Jenna for rushing over here and assessing him to make sure that he didn't need any further care because he hit the TV stand and fell into the living room.
This is true. We did do that. Well, Jenna was going to come. She said, I'm going to run over and check on Rachel's grandma and grandpa. But and I said, well, let me come with you, because she's like, yeah, he's laying on the floor. And the kids wanted to come. And I'm like, no, nobody else needs to come. It's just Jenna and I. So, and Jenna was really, really good with him. She's like, you want to look at his shoulder and all this stuff. So I was like,
that means he wasn't Nate,
he did. Sean well, I feel like I feel like Jenna really took charge, and I let her because I knew we just wanted to make, and we knew it could be a complicated situation.
Well, there
went really well.
He's on blood thinners, and Rachel's concern is if he hit his head, if he ended up with the brain bleed or something like
right.
that.
Right. And he apparently did not. Honestly, all things considered, he did great. And then she took him on a couple laps, and he was holding so tight to her hand like this. And he just had the biggest smile. And I said, Jenna, he was just glad to hold a good looking girl's hand. I think walk around the house.
Well, he mentioned you. He's like, Sean, he is one heck of a guy. He had me moving my arm and this and that. He's like, well, I mean, OT, so.
Yeah, we just wanted to make sure. And it wasn't painful or anything. It wasn't Jenna made him lift his shirt. We looked to make sure there was no bruising. And I said, I think he's fine.
It bruised later.
That's what we said. We said watch for that.
So my whole side's bruised.
Well, we told them to watch out for that and watch and then start the pain medicine because we said it's like surfing. You want to stay on top of it. Don't get too far ahead of it. Don't get too far behind it. And that's what's going to. So we warned him about that. But, yeah, he's so cute, though. I'm glad he's all right.
But yeah, huge shout out for you guys to able to step in and help us out while we're hundreds of miles away.
Jenna told them, and I said the same thing, is when they left and they went down to Florida, her and the kids, and then Harris and I stayed back, and she said, Sean will be around, so just give him a call. And I'm like, absolutely. I'll be at work part of the time, but if you need me, I'll be close. So, but yeah, so no, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
No problem.
That was a good shout out.
That was a great
shout out. Good job, Jenna.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Thankful for her.
It's my stapler.
I'm going to make this.
Pass the cake.
Pass the cake, Milton. We have a sad announcement. We cannot, and as I say this, they haven't been notified yet.
I was going to say, we're gonna
I'm laughing because it's just kind
of
funny.
You're going to have a tear coming out of your eye.
We will not be going to Greenwood Happy Haunts to do our on-location recording. Now, Sean and I might show up for a little bit just to visit them, but we will have to reschedule. So I will notify Scott and Corey tonight and let them know.
Yeah.
And we will get there, though. We will record at some point.
They're going
to. As the creepies listen to this, the date will.
It drops tonight.
Oh, this one drops tonight?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's what, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I see
that. Well, then they'll hear this and know that,
yeah.
My job, got in the way.
Just be honest, Nate. You don't like them.
Well, that's
the
true.
The turf war continues. Here's what
I'm not recording at their stupid store. That's what
you
said.
You know what? I've had it.
The sign that they made that has
met him once. What more do you want?
Has Nate, Corey, and Scott are gonna like knock out that part? You know, just like this is what we think of you, Nate.
No, it's I had it scheduled off at work, but then there's three of us that are, upper supervision, and ended up that. All three of us need the day off, so my not to say that our thing was less important, but it was less important than the other two. So,
but to be honest, it's less important. That's what Nate's saying.
That's exactly what he's
saying.
So I did the Admiral thing and told him I'd cancel my.
You're in the Navy, Admiral. Yeah.
In the Navy. No, that's okay. That's what you got to do. We always said family and
we'll,
work. And
reschedule. Yep, and we'll make it happen.
So I will contact them tonight and let them know. And I'll say it's all right. You know,
blame it on me. They already hate me.
Yeah. I didn't want to tell you that.
Right.
They said we can't wait to see you Saturday unless Nate cancels. I didn't want to know anything. Other than that, guys, that's the shout outs and announcements. My notes are all screwed up here. I've got notes going all over the place. And I'm sorry, creepies, that you're probably going to get to the freaking topic, enough talk, but you know what? We haven't seen each other for a week.
That's right.
And we had extra things to talk about, the live show. And so
hugs and mooches, right? Yes. Here we go.
I think most of them though, we get compliments on our banter and stuff, but, we have a few extra things to talk about, right?
The notes are easier to read if you turn them upside down.
Yeah, right. I find
if you turn them over.
Yeah.
I tend to have more luck with them that way. Yeah, just about as much luck.
So with that said, Sean, what are we going to talk about?
Oh, we're talking about something? This is Nate's pick, by the way, just so you know, which is a wonderful pick. I was not aware of this place, but it's called the Thomas House, and it is in Tennessee.
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We've been giving them a lot of props.
I put on there, Nate's been choosing a lot of Tennessee.
That's right.
And they've been not disappointing.
No.
Tennessee's got a lot of freaking places.
It's just one big haunted
area. So write this down.
The secret to that is we come up with a topic, and then as we're discussing the topic, other things pop up. So then I just start writing these other places
down.
That's
a good point, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like Tennessee. No, I'm kidding.
Trade secret.
From now on, you're just looking up Haunted Tennessee. You're like, and that one, and that one. And
well,
that one.
Sometimes that's what I do. That's right. I'll just like pick a state and go, you know, Haunted
Arkansas,
Idaho or whatever. And then I just start compiling
a list.
Idaho.
Haunted
Idaho.
Idaho.
I haven't looked that one up yet.
Get
so
on
that's
that.
New.
I want Haunted Idaho.
Potatoes.
Let's do it.
Potatoes.
Monster.
What is this called? The Thomas House.
The Thomas House.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a little foundation, please?
I do. The Thomas House Hotel in Red Boiling Springs, Tennessee. Whew,
I like that. It
feels hot.
Red Boiling.
Is known for being one of the most haunted places in the U.S., built on an ancient native. It is number two, which is hilarious because we always hear
everybody
number,
else
one,
says
number
one,
number one, number one. It's like, it's okay to be number two, and they're very proud
of
it.
We're number two. It's okay.
According to what?
Own it.
I think
own
it's
it.
What, CNN poll or something.
Be confident. Yeah. Be confident in it.
So it's known for being one of the most haunted, like you said, number two places in the U.S., built on an ancient Native American trail. It has been witnesses to deaths, murders, accidents, and a home for a cult, right? Just that's right up our alley, right?
All of it.
Guests have been reported feeling cold spots, hearing disembodied voices, and seeing dark figures.
Nice.
Thomas House.
Not light figures, but dark figures.
Dark.
Did you say it was built in 1890?
I don't know. Did I? I don't think I said.
It has been a part of the community since 1890,
there
if you did
go.
Not say that already.
I did.
So it's been around for a while.
Yeah. And it has
33 years.
Everything that you look for in a paranormal spot.
It's really nice. It's got a nice fountain.
It sits atop an underground spring and on limestone.
Like boing, boing, boing. Now, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Not that kind of spring.
That, huh?
Boing,
what
boing,
what are you yapping about over there?
You said on a spring.
Yep.
Oh.
Boing, boing, no.
Not wrong spring.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
Cut his mic.
Sorry.
Cut his mic.
That was a tempt at you.
We lost him.
Yeah.
I crashed and burned on that one.
You know, it was a good week off.
And then, and then even with that,
I thought you might
cause
say
I mean, you know, water and limestone, like you said, we talked about that, holds memories and that kind of stuff. It also sits at the intersection of two creeks. And as Sean said, a crossroad that follows an ancient Indian trail. So I'm sure there's buried treasures out there.
Yeah, buried something. Yeah, you get the limestone, the waterways, and all that. And that is a, Bobby Mackey's had that behind. Mm-hmm. They talked about all that, that Kentucky limestone. So you get all these things that kind of come together. And, yeah, they can be like the stone tape theory where they kind of hold, you know, the past.
Hold the memories.
Yes, sir. So 1890, a long time. What's fun is I got on their website, and you can do, like it says, spend the night ghost hunting with the Ghost Hunt Weekends crew at the notoriously haunted Thomas House Hotel. This sounds really cool. We actually ought to do this. It says your package includes overnight accommodations, full dinner, ghost hunting training and presentations, history and haunts tour of the property, full night of ghost hunting, and then a full breakfast the next day.
Oh, you had me at full breakfast.
That is what I'm talking about.
Midnight snack buffet, too.
Ooh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's
Right up our alley.
Yeah. They offer dinner, theater, and shows. Tickets are only $30. Nice for a dinner and a show.
Hmm.
It's doable. They have a 125-seat dining room with the, So
that's like northern Tennessee too,
is it? I never
like middle, right in the middle.
Meant to look for
northern.
It.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
It used to be called the Cloyd Hotel. That sounds made up.
Cloyd.
Did you know that?
Hey, Lloyd. No, it's Cloyd.
Nope. Okay. With a C. Cloyd.
Gotcha.
just to make it just a little bit off, right? It says the 1880s saw a boom in the development of the Mineral Springs resorts as summer destinations inspired by the success of Saratoga Springs, New York. Early in this decade, New York businessman James F.O. Shaughnessy purchased the Red Boiling Springs tract and began development of the area as a resort. To accommodate visitors attracted by the Mineral Springs, local general store owners Zach and Clay Cloyd, there's where it came from, built the Cloyd Hotel in 1890, like you said. This was a two-story white weatherboard structure with long two-story verandas similar to Donahoe Hotel that still stands today. The original Cloyd Hotel was destroyed by a fire in 1924, and the current two-story red brick hotel with portico was built in 1927. A second fire in the 1990s destroyed one wing, which was also rebuilt. That's cool.
Seems like a lot of these places have fires.
Yes.
They have, you know, and they always have to rebuild.
They build them.
Rebuild it, period, all of it.
Everything that was flammable is what they build it. They're like, oh, this isn't going to be a problem.
Seriously, though, it's like, man, I'd say at least 50, 60% of these buildings that we talk about have had some type of fire.
Yeah.
You know, at somewhere in it. Yeah.
Well, like a French Lick Hotel, they had a fire, too.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
I think we've, yeah. I can't, gosh. There's, yeah, it's probably more than that. Probably 75%.
Did you guys run across the Whistler in this?
No.
Not at the moment. No.
Not at the moment. Well, there was a, one of the videos showed the lady that owns it, and I believe she still does, the older lady. She said that she would just sit there and listen, and she'd be like, nobody else was in the house. And she said she heard somebody whistling, and she went down, and she'd hear this. And she said it was an old tune that she wasn't familiar with, but she said it just somebody whistling. And she said, and then when she would go and try to look and find where this whistling was coming from, she could never find. But she said it just sounded like somebody's at peace, you know, but they're just whistling away. So that has some kind of whistling ghost, which we haven't heard that a whole lot, honestly.
No, no. Sounds like maybe a old timer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was like an old song.
Whistling away.
Yeah.
Huh. So it's called the Whistler.
Yeah, I think that'd be kind of, you know, at least it's not...
a little unnerving, but she seemed, the way she related it seemed kind of, like I said, peaceful.
Yeah, because everybody says that, like you could say it was unnerving, meaning like a negative, but it can just be, doesn't mean like you're frightened or scared. You're just like, whoa,
that's just not different.
That's
yeah.
not natural, or that's not normal. And like, if you're trying to and you're thinking you're going to find somebody whistling and you don't see anybody, that would be a little
shadow person peeking around the corner trying to figure out what the heck's going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, like unnerving, yeah, doesn't necessarily mean it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a feeling that you're like, ooh, okay. No, I did not come across that. That's a good one. This place has been very popular with a lot of the shows. You know,
yes.
Different. You know, so it said A&E's channels, Paranormal State. Sci-fi channels, Ghost Hunters, and travel channels, Portal to Hell, which we've talked about in a couple episodes. There we go. Says, has filmed and investigated this location with several terrifying findings. And Ghost Hunt Weekends has hosted Steve Gonsalves, I'm not sure, sorry, Amy Bruni and Chip Coffee, which I know them, for events here in the past with similar experiences. So, yeah, so they've had some pretty popular shows visit this hotel. Pretty cool.
And it's number two.
And it's
Who does number two work for?
I love that. You know?
Anybody.
Hey, we're not number one. We're number two. But you know what? We're not number
three. Nobody's going to tout that, so go for it.
That's right. Yeah, I it's a really pretty building.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
it's got really
that,
cool.
That big water fountain.
Mm-hmm. That is beautiful.
Out front, yeah.
Yeah, serene, really.
I like, since I was a kid, we bought a
water features.
A water fountain when I was a kid. It was not like, obviously, the one at the hotel, but it's, mm-hmm. always like those. Always like little water fountains or something like that, you know.
Why is it looking at the interior pictures?
Hmm.
I get the thought in my mind that the room smell like mothballs.
Oh,
mothballs?
Almost definitely. There's a like every place. There's a doll room. There's a haunted. Did you see the haunted doll room? Every single one of these has one.
Oh, that's
this one has a creepy haunted doll room.
I'm thinking about buying. There's a building, and I'm thinking about buying it, and it's going to have a haunted doll room.
Or just how about the entire place? Just fill it, chock it full.
No,
of dolls.
I don't
want to
do that. No, I don't.
No,
do no I'm not making it like the clown motel where everything is clowns, and I'm not making it a doll or a room.
What about
whatever.
Michael Myers?
That's right. Oh yeah,
boy. There you go.
It's shout out! I cannot believe. Back real quick. Shout out to my boy Michael Myers, born on this day, October 18th.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you did
1957.
I was going to say
that literally does have a birthday.
I love watching that Michael Myers of Decatur, though. Like, so cute, though.
Yeah, he's great. And Little Mike. They call him Little Mike.
Little Mike.
Shout out to Michael Myers. He is his birthday's today.
I've also been enjoying people that take great liberties in their yard skeletons. You know, and they have like different sizes of them. We have one. Matt Cotton is a neighbor of ours.
Yeah,
he's
got like a 50 foot.
Oh, he's got the big one. And then he's got each. He told me every day, I don't know if it's until Halloween, but in the season, he says he's only allowed to put one up a day, and I don't know if that's like to be creative or his wife is kind of like setting limits, like we can only have so many, you know, skeletons, but he adds a new skeleton every day to like the side of the house or the front of the house, and they all look like they're trying to break in, you know. It's cool, but he's got one of the tall ones, and it's got the little a dog skeleton, mm-hmm. and then they've got like Plainfield shirts on too. So,
oh, cool. Nice. Okay. Nice. Yeah, they said visitors claim to see dark figures in their rooms, walk through cold spots, and feel their beds move at night.
Oh, well, I'm in.
Oh, and even heard ghoulish voices following them down the hallway.
Ghoulish.
Ghoulish.
Ghoulish voices.
Are their beds moving because it's one of those quarter beds where you just, it's like, I can, yeah.
Vacation.
Vacation, right, exactly.
Hey, Russ. Oh, my gosh. That is a great scene. Ghoulish. See, anytime you get ghoulish in the conversation, I'm all in. Yeah. Robert Ghoulish. Oh, no, Goulet. It's Robert Goulet.
Goulet, pretty close.
Yeah, I'd like to go.
Makes me hungry for goulash.
Sean, did I tell you to put this on the list?
Yes. Okay. A couple times, actually, yeah.
Okay.
It's done.
Well, I just want to make sure.
It's triple done. Done and done and done.
Yeah. So this little article, Ghost Hunt, let's see, only in your state, Tennessee. These are some good sites, only in your state for what we've talked about in the past, says... there's nothing more fun than a truly creepy experience in the heart of the spooky season. So it says, with the browning leaves and autumn comes a bit of an eerie chill, the kind only stated by a classic horror flick, a reread of Rosemary's Baby, or perhaps a ghost hunt of your own. And then it says, in Red Boiling Springs, I love that, you'll find the Thomas House Hotel. Yeah, so it says it remains one of the most classic nods to the undead in the state. And of course, it says built in 1890, as we know. I just got a text from my buddy. It says the history of the hotel includes numerous deaths, murders, accidents, three fires. Wow.
And it was three fires.
Ooh. Yeah, and it was even used at one point, this is great, as a meeting place for a local cult. That's always
I thought you were going to say brothel.
No. The memories hidden within the walls are truly worthy of a horror film. And then this last says, the hotel itself is built on the intersection of an underground spring and shelf, as you said, of limestone, in the Native American Trail. It says there's quite a bit of spiritual activity buzzing around if you know how to find it. So the whole cult thing, I'd excuse me.
That's creepy.
I'd kind of, I don't know those cults, man.
I like it. That it's
not a cult, but it's cult.
An Indian
enough.
Trail this time instead of an Indian burial ground, right?
Right.
It's a
right.
little different. I don't know if it's much different.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it is different, but it's kind of in the same ballpark. So I don't know. Maybe do they meet? Like, I'm wondering if they're like, well, they're buried along the trail, so we just call it an Indian trail. you know what I mean? Like, oh, great.
I
so
think
it's not
just
like
trying
a,
to mix it up a little bit.
You think so? Change it up a little bit.
A little bit.
We'll change up. Okay, I get it. man, I'm telling you, they offer a lot of stuff, though. I mean, between the dining and the hunts, ghost hunts and tours, man, they've got all kinds of different activities.
About Halloween, it's fantastic. Spooky season, right?
I have some...
for show. What you got? Let's get into the...
Recent experiences and comments.
Yes, sir.
I've been going to the Thomas House Hotel since 2014, returning yearly. And always capturing new evidence. I have a couple of dozen photos and hundreds of EVPs, so I strongly recommend you bring your audio equipment. This other person said, something grabbed me when walking downstairs. Definitely haunted. Someone else said, we stayed for a night during a ghost hunt weekend. And had several experiences. I highly recommend touring the grounds at night and recording everything. We have several EVPs. The last one on here says, been there 9 times. We go every 6 months. We have had many experiences and seen and heard many things, including shadow people, disembodied voices, and footsteps.
I was just waiting for somebody to say it is the second most scary place
ever. Second most scary.
I had the most second most terrifying experience in my entire life.
I made a top 10 list and this made number 2.
But it's pretty darn scary.
That is hilarious though. It just cracks me up because everything is the
everybody
number 1.
Wants vying for the top spot, baby. Yeah.
Nope, yeah. Not them.
It's we're like two.
They want number 2. We're number 2.
What's wrong with number 2?
That's right.
This is,
No, I think it's great. Yeah.
This is interesting because I hadn't seen a lot of this. Did you know every one of these places seems like they have a certain room, you know, 720 mm-hmm. and 900,600, you know, 666, whatever.
Yeah.
This one is room 37.
I saw that. Apparently.
Did you see it?
But go ahead and tell. Yeah.
Well, this says the hotel gained notoriety in the early half of the 2010s when it became the subject of several television programs, which we've been talking about, investigating paranormal activity, including Sci-Fi Channel television program Ghost Hunters. Ghost hunts have since remained a popular tourist attraction for the town. Room 37 is claimed to be the center of the activity. So, like that, even though this place doesn't seem like it'd be super dark, it does sound like there's some darkness there. One ghost is said to be the spirit of Sarah Cloyd, the young daughter of one of the Cloyd brothers, and another may be a guest who fell from a horse and drowned in a stream near the property.
Hmm.
Looking for his horsey. Get along.
And that was, what, room 37?
Giddy up. 37, yep.
Okay. Good numbers.
Yeah.
This site called the Food Phantom says they went to dinner, which started at 7. This isn't really like a spooky story, but it's just kind of interesting. They said, we got to nosh. Now, have you ever used the word nosh?
Never.
No.
Nauseous.
Yeah, I've been nauseous. We got to nosh while enjoying a presentation by Chad Moran of Ghost Hunt Weekends, as well as they watched an episode of Ghost Hunters that had previously been filmed there, followed by some tips by Chad on how to fully enjoy the ghost hunting experience. Then it says after the dinner, though, all the lights in the hotel were turned off, and we broke into smaller groups and headed out to some particularly haunted spots on the property. They have, it says, first was the seance room, followed by the church. It was mm-hmm. nearing 11 p.m., and there were no hauntings in sight, but I did hear a cow moo nearby pasture.
That'll scare you.
But yeah, it says, we stopped at the white hallway for more ghost hunting. This wing is, this particular wing of the home is said to be haunted by the spirit of some man whose dead body had been kept on ice for 3 days in one of the guest rooms way back in the day.
Ah,
that's
sweet.
Crazy too. Yeah. Yet again, no hauntings. I was, however, able to snag a seat on the pretty comfy couch and take a quick nap without anyone noticing. Now I could do that. Then it says, lastly, we headed to the green hallway. This wing is where our room was located to finish off the group portion of the ghost hunting. It says, immediately the boyfriend noticed that the lights in our room that we had turned off were back on. And then it says, during the dinner presentation, we had learned that room number 41 in particular, which is our room, had a history of some particularly odd hauntings. We were finally starting to get spooked. Yeah, then it says it sounds like they do a lot of they have so many like the dinners and the ghost hunting training and all that stuff. So I kind of love how they really incorporate the paranormal, you know, mm-hmm. with the it sounds like you learn a lot, right? You know, and but yeah, and they've got like candy. They have all kinds of like sweets and all that. But it said, excuse me. Says the spirits didn't actually ask for old fashioned penny. They have penny candy. I don't know what that's called. Named Butte. Let's see. Oh, sorry. The spirits did not actually ask for old fashioned penny candy by name. Butte Edward was one of the ghosts said to haunt the hotel. He had drowned there way back in the day. The other child ghost that is said to haunt the hotel died at the Thomas house after being brought there from another nearby fire. Mm-hmm. So. Some individual people haunting it, you know, that, dying in the fire or, yeah, some drownings, some tragedy, sounds like, at the hotel.
Sounds like a place to get your fun on.
Yeah. It's just, like you said, it does have some darkness, you know.
I think the picture, like tragedy. Looking at reviews and pictures, I think they look really cool. It looks very hospitable. There's a fair amount of the reviews, or the majority of the reviews are good. They do have some bad reviews.
Do they?
But it's interesting. Well, here's what this one kind of puts it, as I've been reading the bad reviews tend to be on the ghost hunting weekends, and they tend to be very nitpicky. This says, do not look at the reviews of the ghost hunt weekends. I will advise you to go on a weekend that's not happening, or that is not happening, and try it. The regular hosts are wonderful people and so hospitable. Wonderful food prepared by David. We absolutely love this beautiful place. We have been there 3 times and cannot wait for another visit. It's very vintage and unique. I love the history, and it's a new adventure every time. The balcony is absolutely amazing, and we love it. I love the freedom. Love, 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 love. Love the freedom to look at rooms not rented and the freedom to explore. Well worth a visit. My favorite place to go. And like I said, there's a fair amount of them that they kind of like really, I don't know. I'm a little skeptical when I see like really, really bad and they're just nasty to them.
Yeah, I don't.
This one is a perfect. It says, a great spooky getaway if you have the right expectations. I booked a Saturday night ghost hunt. So this is a ghost hunt with, like I said, a perfect start. It's however many pumpkins, what did we say before? Like 5, 6 pumpkins. I booked a Saturday night ghost hunt and overnight stay for me and my girlfriend for a Halloween birthday weekend getaway from the city. I was a bit nervous originally because some of the reviews were really, like I said, nitpicky about certain aspects of the hotel. But quite frankly, it was if you are planning to come here, you should not expect a hotel. You should expect a century-old, quaint, and charming historical building. Yes, the floors are uneven. Yes, it is old. Yes, there is a bit of a smell to the house. That being said, there is a warm and inviting energy to the property, despite it looking like a DLC add-on of a Resident Evil game. We stayed in room 41, and I found the room fine for our overnight stay because I had my expectations set appropriately, knowing the age and history of the property. And I think that's within reason. Mm-hmm. As for the hauntedness of the property, I'll start by saying I want to believe, but I'm a bit on the fence. Hard to say any evidence that was compelling when there's 30 people throughout the house and every step taken in the house sounds like a tree snapping in half.
Oh yeah.
I had a few experiences of my own here when I was alone in room 41. I was receiving quote unquote intelligent answers to my questions, but nothing that would definitively lead me to believe the property is without a doubt haunted, at least from this one visit. Overall, I would definitely come back again and think it was worth the money and spend the 1.5 hour drive that I took. So I think that's good. And I think that's fair because it seemed pretty balanced. And they gave it, like I said, a 5 circle star pumpkin review, whatever you want to call it.
I have another experience there.
Yeah.
They said, we've had a ball captured on video roll across the floor.
Nice.
Never seen that before.
No. That stuff's made up.
And the ghost just reset my computer.
What?
Well, so
let me get back to it.
Oh, okay.
Here.
I thought you meant like it, like you had to turn it off.
No,
let me turn it back on. Okay.
I just have to find the site again real quick.
Yeah, we've had that experience, haven't we?
Yes.
At Waverly. And we were interviewed by Miss Eleanor Wagner. She posted it on her interview with us. I'm telling you what, the more we talk about this place, it sounds like a great place to go to. Because I just love the interaction. Let me be honest with you. There's a lot of mention of food, dining. You know?
You're like, I'll be
okay,
honest.
Okay. I'm in. I'm in. Oh, ghost? Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Where's the food? It sounds fun. It just sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, you're not going to be bored at all.
All right. I found my page again.
Yeah.
We've heard screams. We've heard, heard talking. We've heard whistling.
No, there's that whistle.
We've seen shadow people. We've seen the apparition of a little child and another one of a tall man. The only thing we can figure out is that he's the previous hotel owner from the 1900s and that he still wanders the halls. It's a great time. There's nothing evil or malevolent there. It seems like the spirits there are the previous hotel owner and some children. It seems like they enjoy being there and the company.
So it has some dark history, but it doesn't have a malevolent
evil side to it.
Right. The actual activity's not. Which is good. I mean, that's it's always a positive, I guess. That's cool. That was a lot there. The same site I was on, this couple, they said they decided to go back to the church. It was called the the after hours haunt. So they went to the church and said, now they were told apparently the pastor ghost that haunts the parish doesn't like women. Oh. She puts, yes, only women, to sit up on his pulpit. So it said, naturally, I was peer pressured to go sit up on the pulpit and scoffingly commune with the sexist spirit. Immediately after sitting up on the pulpit, I felt the hair on the back of my head stand up. And then the lady sitting in front of me whispered, I don't mean to scare you, but he's behind us.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
That's when the excitement began. The flashlight immediately began to flash on and off. The lights on the energy detector went haywire, and ghastly greenish blue orbs began to appear and disappear. Says other members in our group claimed to see a bright flash of lights by the road outside that appeared to be a vision reminiscent of a large fire. So there's that fire again. They got a lot of something going on with the fire.
Can I interject?
Yes.
You said a flash of light. And that just jogged my memory again. A lot of jogging today.
A lot of jogging. Without jogging.
After our live show.
Oh, yeah.
I was driving home. And I was in my truck. And Rachel and the boys were behind me in the car.
Did you see Bigfoot?
No. But as we're driving down the country road coming from Danville back to Plainfield, trying to remember exactly what I was doing. Driving, obviously. But I think I'd reached down and maybe changed the temperature or the speed of the fan. And when I looked back up, I saw a quick flash of light. And then I heard something like thump my truck.
Oh.
So I quickly grabbed my phone and I called Rachel, who's right behind me. I was like, did you see a flash of light? She's like, yeah, I saw that. What was that? I was like, I don't know. But right after it flashed, something thumped my truck. She's like, did you hit a person? I was like, I don't think I did.
With a flashlight?
Yeah.
Sorry.
And I was like, was someone laying in the road or on the ditch? She's like, no, I didn't see anybody. And I'm like, And I'm like,
that's crazy.
I don't know what it was. So we got home, and I looked around my truck. And
I was going to say, do you have a dent, or do you have any, like...
No, I didn't have any damage or a dent or any...
like discoloration or anything on it? Like
anything to show that it was hit anywhere. So weird. I know there's some walnut trees down that section. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the flash was, but maybe I just timed it right and hit a walnut as it fell out of a tree.
It was in front of your truck or on the side, or would you say, the flash?
It felt like... like the thud was like in the front of my truck or like underneath sort of in the front end of the truck. It's just like a thunk.
My God,
but like the light went by
you
your
hit
truck?
A child.
No, just the light I saw as soon as my eyes came back up to
like
the windshield.
In front, but like, okay.
Yeah, it's in front, like my windshield. It. And it's like, tink, and it's like a quick flash of light.
Isn't that weird that, yeah, something triggers
you? You sure didn't hit somebody?
I may have.
That's
I don't
a good
know.
Story. That's creepy. And with her seeing it too.
And I was like, this is a little weird.
That is weird. Especially like a truck, you know, like I've got a Honda Civic, and if something hits my car, I'm going to feel it better than a truck.
Yeah, and like
so something had to I mean.
I didn't run anything over. I mean, I would have felt truck
no,
go
I
over
know.
Something.
Peter, yeah.
But something like, you know,
was
definitely
it
hit.
It wasn't me.
Or maybe, you know, a nut fell out and hit the top of the
still
truck. I don't know.
Yeah, but that light thing kind of gets...
the light is what threw me. Yeah. I was like, where'd the light come from?
Yeah, and then the thump. Yeah, I don't know.
Then a thump.
It's kind of
I mean, it may have
kind of
been
coincidental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that story. I'm glad you mentioned it.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad I mentioned it so you can mention it.
Like I said,
jogged the memory.
You said a flash of light, and it jogged my memory, yeah.
Yeah, so it sounds like this guy, this pastor, he didn't like women.
No.
Or at least he has like them in his pulpit.
Most don't.
Well, I think they're a little better now. But back then, No. Women were...
don't sit on my pulpit, right?
You sit and don't say a word.
You're talking about how much fun this place is and or looks like, and it really does, but it's interesting all the different things you've been able to do here in the past. It says the inn was built, like we said, again, in 1890 by the Cloyd family and was known as the Hotel Cloyd and Recreation Park. There was a vast amount of land at that time. Food served in the dining room, from produce to meat, was raised on the property. There was a golf course, horse trails, hunting, canoeing, outdoor open-air bowling alley, shuffleboard lanes, an outdoor dance hall, and any number of lawn games. The hotel passed through several owners. One was a wrestler. kept a live bear in the building. used
well, who doesn't keep
used
a live
to
bear?
Entertain the guests, and was last owned and operated by a cult who specialized in contacting the afterlife.
Okay.
The Thomas House has approximately 11 acres of original property and half open 15 rooms to the public. It has been featured again in all the different television programs we've been talking about. So, and of course, it says it's located at 520 East Main Street, Red Boiling Springs, Tennessee.
I'm glad. Now, see, that jogged
my
memory.
Blood boiling.
Thank you. I got to text my wife and see if they, because we have a bear. he gets really mad if he doesn't eat, so I got to make sure.
Yeah,
make sure you feed
the bear.
Not that is funny.
The children.
But you mentioned, was that the cult you said?
Yes.
Okay. That's cool. I was wondering if we're going to find anything else on that cult. But this last, it's the same group I've been talking about because I'm like, my gosh, they have all kinds of stuff. So they said that, where am I at? Okay, so it said the five of us were able to, they wanted to do the, visit the seance room. And it says, so they go in there and in the seance room and said the five of us were able to commune with another, of course, way cooler and more benevolent spirit and World War One soldier using dowsing rods. Says there were definitely some very mysterious things that happened during the channeling, such as flashlights repeatedly failing and pointing at whomever was currently holding the dowsing rod with no wind to blow them over, and other strange occurrences such as haphazardly stumbling upon a black and white portrait of the spirit we were communicating with hanging on the wall mid seance. And then it says on the way back to North Carolina, we stopped by, what in the heck is that? The Ejams Nature Center? Jams? Anyway. It's in Knoxville, Tennessee. They're talking about there's a quarry, I guess, you can swim, and it says and wash the ghost off. It's a nature center, but it said that it's a great kind of a, I don't know, something to do on your way back from Red Boiling Springs. I'm going to say Boilings. Red Boiling Springs. So this group had a lot of activity in their little venture, in their little investigation and tour. So we got to go there, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. It's not that far.
What was the house? Didn't we do like one long ago, maybe a month ago, five, six? It was, it was either a hotel or a house or a bed and breakfast, something. It's kind of the same thing. We're like, oh my gosh, there's like all kinds of stuff to do. And I'm trying to remember what that is. It reminds me of this one. Is it either in Tennessee or Illinois?
We talk a lot about it.
I know. But it was just recently.
Union Station?
Nah, it was in somewhere around that time.
Tennessee?
Yeah, I'm not sure but it was like one after another. Just, we're like, my gosh.
I think that was a Nashville one.
Yeah. It might have been one. I think this was one I chose. But it had a ton of activity. This reminds me of this place because there's just so much to do, so many activities within, you know, the paranormal and the tours and investigations. Plus, you got the dining and all the other kind of extracurricular. So, anyway.
Wildwood Sanitarium, no.
No. Anyway, I don't want to bore this.
Sudbury Hall, that was England, though.
Wasn't that?
That's not that.
No, we could actually go to this place. So.
Nashville
another
Union Station.
Yeah,
Kreischer Mansion.
I think it's Kreischer.
White Hill Mansion?
No, that was that's a 300-year-old one in
New Jersey. I think it was a Kreischer. Where's
The Pink Lady of Grove Park Inn. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. I know you chose. Anyway, I'll figure it out. So okay. Anyway, but this place reminds me of whatever we talked about, that just a lot of stuff going on, you know, a lot of stuff to do. And you could either do it as like us three, or you could, or, you know, if your spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend's into mm-hmm. it, or a group of friends. Seems like it would accommodate whatever the group, you know. I'd like to go.
I know we've talked about a few of these already, but I think there's a little bit more information in here on some of it. The spirits of the Thomas House include a former cook who lived over the kitchen and who still calls that room home.
Oh, no.
And a whistling gentleman who is frequently heard in the hallways during the day.
The whistler.
As well as a gentleman who has been South 101, seen leaning against the front desk by some of the guests. I don't know what the South 101 means. But the ghost who seems to touch the most hearts is the little girl. thought to be a child brought to the hotel to partake in Red Boiling Springs healing waters, she passed away within its walls.
Aww.
And while many sensitives feel sadness associated with her spirit, others believe she is rather mischievous, choosing to spend her time knocking on doors and running down the hallways of the historic landmark.
I saw that.
I do that all the time, though, when I go to a hotel.
There's toys. Well, yeah. That, of course, there's that doll room, but there's toys and stuff, and they said that there's balls that will just kind of move around on their own, and that and people will actually record to see if they've moved over overnight or anything like that. So, and they do.
How far is have we looked at the distance from where we live?
Northern
to get to
Tennessee.
I know it's 4 hours to Nashville from here. So I'd say within 5 hours.
Yeah, man, we got to go to these places. We got to do something. You know, I talked to Aaron shortly after we had finished our segment of the live show, and she said it's been a while since she's been on investigation, and I said, yeah, us too. And I said, gosh, the last thing any paranormal related was in April when we did the on location at the Indiana State Sanatorium.
Yeah.
But so she was like, she's like, well, if you guys find something, let me know, and we can all, or I said vice versa. So
yeah.
Four hours and 18 minutes.
Oh, that's an easy drive.
Piece of cake.
Man, that's even better.
Weren't nothing.
Yeah. What? Part near next door.
This is interesting. This says room 37 is the most haunted room in the building, which we've talked about. It says the hauntings. There's a dark shadowy figure of a man that comes through the door and stands by the, apparently there's an Al Gore senior chair before disappearing.
A what?
And it says the Al Gore senior chair. I don't know what
Al
that means.
Al Gore. Okay.
And apparently that's what one of the chairs is called. There have been, maybe he sat in or something, who knows. There have been documented deaths of a child drowning in the swimming pool and a gentleman falling from a horse while crossing the bridge leading to the property and dying in the stream. There have been loud crashes heard as though someone had just struck the building with their automobile. At times, bricks are said to have been heard falling from the crash, but there's nothing out of place that's ever found. Ghostly sounds include that of a whistler, like you talked about, as heard, and an organ which is not plugged in the wall. An apparition of an old lady has been seen coming down the hallway with all the pictures on the wall and disappearing into the gift room.
Ooh.
Apparently there's a gift room.
All right, see, now they have a gift room.
The adjacent road that it's on is called Witcher Hollow.
Oh, I like that.
That's really good.
Boy, that's something. I'd like to own a place. Where's that at? Witcher Hollow.
Absolutely.
Let me just tell you, I thought the way you said it is like an Al Gore chair, like a name of it, some type of chair.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's the Al Gore chair. It's Al Gore Sr. He is, of course, he was a United States Senator from Tennessee. So that is Al Gore's dad, the Al Gore we know. So
Al Gore Sr.
So that was his chair.
He told
Al Gore chair. That's Al Gore's chair.
There you go.
Not an Al Gore chair.
Al Gore chair. Is that what you thought it meant? Oh, no.
I really did. I was
Al
like,
Gore Sr.
Al Gore Sr. There you go.
And now
from
you know.
Granville, Tennessee.
And now you know. And knowing is half the battle.
That's right.
G.I. Joe.
Do you guys have anything else on this awesome place?
I do not.
The Thomas House Hotel. Lots of good stories from this place. I would recommend the creepies check this place out online and on the interweb. And maybe, you know, I know Sean's written it on the list for us, so maybe we can visit.
Four
I mean,
times
honestly, then. 4 hours, that's nothing.
It's a piece,
or whatever, four and a
piece
of
cake, right?
It is. So, yes, check out the Thomas House. Great pick, Nate. Good pick.
Yeah.
Good pick. And
good job, Nate.
Good job. So now, from that point on, let's see, Sean, what does he have, Nate?
You're going to
like,
guess.
Oh, yeah, the middle-aged moment, dark moment side.
I have the middle-aged sneeze right now.
I've already got it. He's going to go with the moment.
See, I'm not following my script.
Okay. Script, not script.
Yeah, I skipped over the ma'am or mad.
Yeah. I'm going to say middle-aged moment.
You would be correct.
Oh, I knew it. I just felt it. I felt it.
And since this is...
it's my sensitive... power
because it's very powerful, right?
I'm so sensitive.
This is going to kind of go out to Betsy Kulikowski because she picked for her live show
BK.
BK. She had picked Styx as her.
Oh, that's a great song.
But I'm not using that song. I'm using, like, but okay. I'm still using Styx.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Just kind of
okay. I got you.
She'll love this. Come Sail Away.
Dang.
Oh, another great song.
Open is Mr. Roboto.
I could not. That's what I could.
I mean, that's not a bad song.
I could do a quick shift to Mr. Roboto.
I like the
song. Oh, Morgato, Mr. Roboto. Okay, I'm done.
Tomo.
Although, real quick, though, Sean, we had great songs, though, for each
we
intro.
Did.
We had Hell's Bells for Jerry, since he's an AC/DC guy.
That's right.
What's the name of the one for Betsy? What was the name of it from Styx? Can you remember?
Grand Illusion.
The Grand Illusion. Thank
yes,
you. We had Enter Sandman. Mm-hmm. And then Aaron chose from Aerosmith. Not Walk the
Sweet Emotions.
Yeah,
Sweet Emotions.
Sweet Emotions. Great songs. Great mm-hmm. songs. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that. I'm still just hyped about the live show that we actually pulled it
did
off.
We have a live show?
All right, go
did
ahead.
We talk about that?
Middle-aged moment.
Come Sail Away, Styx. Here we go. I'm sailing away. Set an open course for the virgin sea, because I've got to be free. Free to face the life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm the captain, so climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try, to carry on. I look to the sea. Reflections in the waves spark my memory. Some happy, some sad. I think of childhood friends and the dreams we had. We lived happily forever, so the story goes, but somehow we missed out on the pot of gold. But we'll try best that we can to carry on. A gathering of angels appeared above my head. They sang to me this song of hope, and this is what they said. They said, come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with me, lads. Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away. Come sail away, no, right? Come sail away, babe, sail away, you know, so on and so forth. If I can't sing it, it's hard to do. I thought that they were angels, but to my surprise, we climbed aboard their starship. We headed for the skies, and when they said, come sail away, come sail away, and that's the rest of it. So I'm not going to put you through that torture of singing all that, but come sail away with me in my starship, right?
I love mm-hmm. that song, and it's got when it kicks in with the guitars and the drum.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Yeah, that's great.
If you've never listened to it, and I've said this before, for the love of God, go listen to it. It is fantastic, and in all its entirety.
For the love that's all good and pure.
That's right. That's
for everything that's good.
It's a good way to say it.
That's what I meant to say.
So with that song, though, it's a masterpiece in the way that it ebbs and flows, and the words in there are just, it's very well done.
Mm-hmm.
It's a masterpiece.
It does. It is. It is. It's slow, starts out, and then picks up, and then slow again. Yeah, great choice.
Yes.
Thank you, Sean. What else do you have going forward?
I have the second part of the announcements. You can follow us on all our
sociopath.
I was going, things are going so well, too.
Can you tell we've been off a week?
Follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. We are on all podcast listening apps. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Tell someone you know or don't know about this podcast.
Tell a stranger.
Tell them. Just tell them. We sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some. We offer many types of show sponsorship opportunities for individuals or businesses. It's another way for you to support us. Get your name mentioned and or your business promoted. The sponsorship money goes right back into the show for merch giveaways, future on locations, live shows, etc. Please email us, reach out to one of us, or message us on Instagram for more information.
Decent job.
Well, it started off rough.
You're going to call us sociopaths.
Rough.
I have another show.
Oh,
I'm going back like
an
hour and a half. No. I want to turn over to my man Nate here, and then I'll mention it. Nate, what do you got?
I'd like everybody to come sail away with me,
but
that's a wrap.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Yeah, I know. I like to sail away and not come back. No, I would not, because then I wouldn't be able to podcast. Oh no, I could. I just do it from remote, I guess.
That's right.
I want to mention.
What's
not really
want to
a
mention?
Shout out. Well, it is kind of. I'm proud of us and proud that we have awesome listeners to help us reach this, because it's up. You know, it's them that's making it. I think we put out pretty good content and have fun with this, and people seem to be enjoying our show. We reached the 400,000.
Oh, that's
downloads.
Right.
Yes, we did.
Totally as of Monday, we reached.
Didn't
it,
so we break our?
In the 7-day
too.
We did. So we broke our 7-day download record of was 6859, and we had $69.97, almost $7,000 in 7 days. And then we reached 400,000 plus, almost when we, the same day we broke it, we almost had 401,000. So thank you, Creepies, for helping us reach that. So
yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah, it's awesome. So here's the next 400,000, right? So Nate gave us a wrap, which is sad, but that's okay. We'll be back, right?
Next episode.
It's like Mr. Mr. Rogers.
Okay, that's good.
We'll be back.
That's right. Thank you, Creepies, of course, for listening to episode 136 and our discussion on the Thomas House, which is in Tennessee. Until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.